Turning to sports now, and in the last few days, the Czech tennis player Nikol Vajdišová has made a splash on the world stage for the first time. On Sunday, the 17-year-old beat world number one Amelia Maresmo at the French Open in her first ever Grand Slam fourth-round match. Then on Tuesday, her dream run continued with victory over Venus Williams in the quarterfinals. But with Williams taking the first set 7-6, it wasn't all plain sailing, as Nikol Vajdišová said after the match.
I think the first set in general was not a great set. I served very bad. I didn't get many serves in, so she took advantage of that, and I, you know, fell asleep a little bit there and didn't use my chances in the tiebreak and everything. So it's definitely not a very good set, but, you know, luckily I stayed very calm, tried to, you know, be very positive, and it worked out.
Standing between the Czech player and what would be the first Grand Slam final of her career is Svetlana Kuznetsova of Russia. Their semi-final match takes place on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I played Svetlana once before in Wimbledon. It was a tough match, and I think I have good chances. You know, I've been playing very well lately, so I'm definitely, you know, it's my first ever semi-final in a Grand Slam, so very excited.
Vajdišová looks like becoming the latest in a long line of Czech female tennis stars. And like I say, she wasn't that well known internationally before the French Open. Ian Willoughby joins me now for a closer look at the rise of Nikol Vajdišová. Ian, tell us a little bit more about her background.
Well, Rob, she wasn't born here in the Czech Republic. She was actually born in Germany, in Nuremberg, 6 months before the Velvet Revolution. She comes from a tennis family. Her uncle, Daniel Vacek, is a former professional tennis player. He played for the Czech Republic. And her stepfather is her coach. Vajdišová currently lives in Florida, which explains the United States accent you just heard there, and also in Prague. And by the way, she's studying at a business school in Prague. And as well as going great guns at Roland Garros, she's preparing for exams, which she has later this month in Prague.
Right, a lot on her plate then. You say she lives in Florida. That's where she learned her tennis, is it?
That's right. Vajdišová attended the very famous academy in Florida, run by Nick Bollettieri. And he, by the way, compares her approach to that of Mike Tyson, of all people. And his school, as many listeners will know, has many famous graduates, including Boris Becker, Andre Agassi, and Maria Sharapova of Russia.
And Ian, is it likely then that she could, like Sharapova, achieve superstar status?
That's entirely possible. She, like the Russian Sharapova, she's tall and blonde and good-looking. She's 5'10", recently voted one of the top 10 best-looking women players in the world by the British magazine, tennis magazine Ace. And she already has some big endorsement deals. She's contracted to Reebok, I know. Also, of course, she could do great things on the court. At the age of just 17, she already has 6 WTA titles. And she could go further in Paris. Her next game, as you say, is on Thursday against Svetlana Kuznetsova. And either way, I would say she has a very good chance of getting into the top 10 in the world rankings if her current form continues. One thing also, by the way, her name, Vajdišová, is already being mispronounced in the international media as Vajdisova. So she's following in the great tradition of Martina Navratilova, known internationally as Navratilova.
Right, so world media, if you're listening, Nikol Vajdišová. Ian Willoughby, thank you very much.